I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. In what the Bloomington Playwrights Project proudly heralds as its biggest news in 35 years, their upcoming production of the Woodward Newman Award-winning Ugly Lies the Bone by Lindsay Ferrantino goes to Off-Broadway this coming fall. It opens at the BPP on April 3rd. The production features Christiana Nelson as the badly burned war vet Jess. It's a role that Ferrantino wrote for her. Our guest is the show's director, film and theater veteran, Hoosiers, Rudy, David Anspaugh. David, back in your biography, beginning with Birth in Indiana, you had some time on the IU campus during an active time, 65 to 70. Tell us if there were special memories or things that you look back on and say, yes, that's why I'm here.
We unfortunately don't have the time because there are so many things from politics to friendships that I made to my interest. That's when Henry Holmes Smith was teaching here at IU, one of the great contemporary artists, photographers in America at the time, because I wasn't a fine arts student. I had to kind of fast talk my way into his class. But it's at a time when I was really experimenting a lot with photography. I started out with 8mm. It wasn't even Super 8. It was 8mm. And then I bought my first 16mm Bolex. I graduated to the Bolex and recorded many rallies in Dunmeadow, political and concerts. I have footage of IU football games where I just walked on the field. They let me on simply because I had a movie camera. The first movie that I ever shot was here on this campus, actually. It was called Peanut Butter Woman. And I didn't dream that it would ever lead to a professional career at any time in my life. I'm sort of semi-retired here now. I love teaching my directing class here in the new media school. And I thought for the last 10 years that when I'm ready to retire or semi-retire, I want to go to Bloomington unless I find someplace I enjoy better. And if I go to Bloomington, if the university would have me, I would love to teach directing and direct theater. And by golly, I'm doing both.
David, you've said you do your best work with something that you personally connect to. And I'm curious about connections for you with Ugly Lies the Bone. What about this particular piece moves you?
It's such a beautifully written piece. It's not really about Afghanistan. What really struck me when I first read it, it was a subject that I'd been looking for in film or theater, and that is basically how we as human beings, how each of us deal with pain, both physical and emotional, in our own different ways.
Lindsay Ferrantino actually wrote the role of the badly burned war vet Jess for Christiana Nelson.
I didn't know that she wrote it specifically for her. When I was first put in contact with Lindsay, along with Chad Rabinowitz, who's artistic director at BPP, and she introduced us to Christy. Privately, she just said, look, I know you're going to be auditioning for roles in Bloomington, and Christy is an equity actress, and so I understand that that might be an obstacle, but I would love if you would consider her for the part. I said, well, of course I would consider her. You know, there are some immensely talented people from this area right now that were available. But I had asked Christy to send me an audition tape, and my gosh, that was it. Chad and I looked at it, and Chad said, look, I know it's a little above our budget and all, but I got to make this happen because this woman is dead on.
We've been talking with David Anspaugh about the upcoming production at the Bloomington Playwrights Project of Ugly Lies the Bone by Lindsay Ferrantino, with Christiana Nelson as the badly burned war vet Jess. The show opens at the Bloomington Playwrights Project on April 3rd, plays through the 18th. Tickets for the first weekend are already mostly gone. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.